Get the current daf and the second book Zara daf nun beis. We're getting them out. Getting test matter. Getting gemara. Teneu in lekalem. So if it's not teaching us anything regarding places, because places don't become forbidden, it must be teaching us regarding vessels. So it says the beloy dama that the krib is har. Now this is not comparable to the sacrifice of a mountain shetarni lelda, which we said that's permitted. Bepar called slum the mehem and after maskel lehem, and here it's also the same because it's referring to the mountains. Now the shan elson there is different the chesib because it says in the pasuk tell me kavav v'yechol zivchei mesim. And from there is where we learn out the kavav zivchei. That's where we learn out that you know because compared to mesim, which we learn out that prohibition like the dead. And we'll end up the sacrifices of Avodah Zarah. Now, Bekrok Iksib, Bepar Iksib. So when's the Pasuk written? By Pa'ar, Shuritalish, which is something that's attached. Vanessa, and it becomes forbidden. Lach, meaning the Pa'ar becomes forbidden. Lach, it's Akrabasa, it's the sacrifices are forbidden. Avagabavir is Kachab Mishabachubi regarding Avodah Zarah of that which is connected. Lamatina is Akrabasa. We don't find any prohibition regarding the sacrifice. Elagabi Kalim, only regarding the vessels. That way, as we're explaining, Kedemasa Kach, like the Gemara comes out. Over here, now the avagav divik habalehin. Now, although as the Bach says that this pasuk of Yechel Zivchei Mesim is from the words of Tehillim, so how you learning out this halacha? Adasa David, because up until David Melch came and wrote in Tehillim, Gemar Gemirula, it was we had halacha Mesh Mesin. Adasa David asked Mechayakra. David just came along, and he sourced it in a pasuk. But the truth is that. It was already deraisa from Halacha Mishmizin from before. And so what we're saying is that this halacha that we're bringing in our sugya, we are learning out that this is different than that what we had over there by the Kravis, where mountains don't have a name by desire. For that reason, also Tekravis is going to be permitted. But over here, it's a different source, and because we don't find it, it's a bit Tekravis, and it's regarding the vessels, and therefore we could say that it's even for something that that is mechuber. And Halacha Mesh Mesin tells us that the deraisa makes says matter in the Gemara Rabbi Kiva deloy makish v'chulu. He doesn't compare. Which says, "Hi, es lehutzach." Really, this s he doesn't need el lafugim drasher bishmol. Let's just exclude from what Bishmol wants to make as a comparison, because either Bekiva, his own sheet the mid time of Mpsilo him that he learns out from the pasuk itself of that tisra from the age that it becomes forbidden right away. Well, he says, "Not to begin with the words of Gemara, mam is bech ton geniz, just like mizbech has to be buried, so too that of a yid." Which is why Mizbeach, Kamai Klishar, is mean like a service vessel, the mean that we say, Shekinuza, that has to be buried, Afasher, I mean when it's not out of use, Afasher, Tunikiniz, so to the Yesheri tree has to be buried, Pirish, beer has to be gotten rid of, Balehana, without any benefit. Kamai Egg, like the golden calf, Shechagu, which they grinded, Bezeru, and then they scattered it. Now, so if that's the case, with me, it's the taste bother me, Eagle, like Lemel, so why can you learn us straight from the Eagle? So it says, no, that you can't, which this is burdened off Memdal, Ben Rabbi Ben Rabbanan. These two sheets, because Rabbi Yisi, Shem Mishal Kabbin Shal Yisrael, maybe just that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu grinded and scared it was for the honor of the Jewish people. She'ir lem takal v'kol and al yodib, it was a disgrace for them. So to get rid of it, Hashem did it like that. But no one ever says that we have to do that in general for Avodah Zarah. And that's what Asik and he did this. Rabbanan, because Labotkin's Kesaitis, and Rabbanan, there was a whole different reason why he did it, because he wanted to check them out like the Saitis, have them drink the grinded down eagle water, and therefore it wouldn't be a riot from over there. No, he says, "Master, begin where's the Gemara? The Bayle Shar Tumas Rabban. Why is he asking Rabbi Zarah? He should ask all other rabbinic Tumas. Pirish, in other words, became Shnitmu b'Mashkin, like vessels that became Tumim from beverages. Commission Pirish Rukun, like Rashi explains. Ubekalim and more, but Tosis qualifies. Became Sheikat Tumas and Dairais must be. And regarding vessels, that the primary susceptibility is biblical because the Ilbekli is Chuches. Because regarding glass, where it's non, that we learned in the Mishnah Perikam the Shabbos of the Zayman Alv Ma'isila. The Gemara brings that Mishnah. The Enchoz No Tumishan that doesn't go back to the old Tuma. Behind the Mishum, the reason is because Deikat Tumasan because it's primary Tuma. Besheretz Bemeis, even for Sheretz and for a dead person, Migabam. On their outside is Enil Rabban. There's only rabbinic, so then we wouldn't even have to have this question regarding a different type of tumah. The whole vessel itself is only rabbinic.